magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, September 9th, 2019, and I'll say right from the onset, it's a packed program. Actually, this could be a Testimony Tuesday combined with an interview with an author that's written two books, so there's going to be a lot to cover, and I'm so blessed that our super volunteer, Dwayne Berkey, introduced me to these two this last week and got to know Pastor Luke briefly, and yet thanks for coming early because we've been having a witnessing testimony time here in the studio before we're ready to launch into today, Memorization Monday. So we have a new verse for the week, some exciting things to share. I'm getting to know these two, a lovely couple, four children currently, and maybe a surprise announcement soon. We'll talk about that. But if you hear little children's voices in the background, Lucy and Elizabeth are here also with us, being very patient as their brother and sister, David and Emily, are at school. So the Rosenberger family currently consists of four children, but more to say about that. Pastor Luke's the pastor at East Bend Mennonite Church in Fisher, in the Fisher area, out in the country, known as East Bend for many people, a great church. In fact, that's where Dwayne Berkey attends and has attended there for many, many years. And you know Dwayne Berkey, he's out at the radio tower. God placed him like 100 yards away, so he's rescued me hundreds of times in the middle of the night to go out to the tower and make sure the electricity was on or the compressors were working or fix some kind of programming issue. So thank you, Dwayne, for introducing me to Pastor Luke and his wife, Ellen, the First Lady. And it'll be an interesting Memorization Monday because we're going to talk about a great verse, a verse that'll be encouraging for all of us. It's Isaiah 26:3. The NIV rendering is, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you." Now, it's a male pronoun, but it's him or her. It's those that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God will give us a special peace. So we're going to talk about that verse and appreciate Pastor Luke on very short notice being available. And thank you, Ellen, for joining. And so we want to share a little of your testimony, how you met, and you've served on the mission field in a variety of countries and have a real passion for growing people up in the Lord and a lot of different things. I know you wrote two books, Ellen, Missionaries Are Real People, which is a captivating, interesting name, and then Ending Well. You know, how do we have Christians and certainly those on the mission field end well, finish well for the Lord Jesus Christ? So we'll probably have you back to talk about those books in the future, but welcome to Mark and Friends, the Monday edition. I think this is the first time on the radio, though you've pastored for many years together, right?
Yeah.
First time on the radio. Thanks first for time. Having us.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Well, Dwayne has been singing YouTube praises and saying, oh, we have this great new pastor. In fact, it was a unanimous vote. How many churches ever have 100% unanimous vote? So you must have been preaching some good messages, or I don't know what it was, your testimony at the time, but East Bend is very fortunate to have you. I know in the short time that we've met, you love God's word. You love growing people up in the Lord. I think on Friday when we met, you were doing some hospital visits and, you know, already engaged. I think also on Friday you did something unique. You met at a pizza restaurant. You wanted to, like, invite the community to come in to get to know you, to get grounded in the community. So let's work on our verse, and then we can share a little of your testimony with everyone. Now, I've given you my book, my copy of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. This is the 26th week we've done a verse, and as I mentioned, today's verse is Isaiah 26:3. So I'm going to have you fill in for Mary Ann. She usually does the reading. She's still healing up through her tooth situation. I think she had a broken tooth and they had to extract it, and she was in a lot of pain for a few days. But thank you for coming in, and we're going to have you do the reading. We'll talk about Isaiah 26:3 and then some of your testimony, your calling to be at East Bend Church in the Fisher area, maybe a little of your love story, and then quite possibly a very special announcement. I think never before on Great News Radio have we had this kind of announcement, but not to put you on the spot, but I think it'll be fun for our listeners to be a part of praying you up in the future and this new announcement that you may in fact share with us. So stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes, everyone. But if you would start with the reading, this is going to talk about Isaiah 26:3.
All right. Well, Isaiah 26:3 in the version here that Robert Morgan uses says, "You will keep in perfect peace the mind that is dependent on you, for it is trusting in you." And then Robert writes this. I like the old King James version for Isaiah 26:3-4. "Thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Isaiah 26 was written by Isaiah in the land of Judah as a song of praise for the blessings of the Messiah's kingdom. Among those blessings is perfect peace. Verses 3 and 4 go together beautifully and provide one of the most meaningful and memorable passages in the Old Testament. Notice how the verses proceed through these phrases and phases. Number 1, perfect peace. The original Hebrew says that God will keep in shalom. Shalom, whose minds are stayed on Him. The word shalom means more than a cessation of conflict. It conveys the idea of wholeness, quietness of spirit, safety, blessing, happiness of heart. The double use of the word multiplies its intensity. Number 2, stayed minds. When we fix our thoughts on Jehovah, all other concerns shrink to the proper perspective. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your minds on what is above, not what is on the earth." Romans 8:6 talks about the mindset of the Spirit, which is life and peace. We must manhandle anxious thoughts, turning them forcibly towards Christ and making our minds stay on Him. Number 3, abiding trust. In doing so, we trust Him more and more. Faith is the Bible's great antidote to fear, and faith grows stronger as we focus it on Christ instead of on crisis. We acknowledge the difficulty, but keeping our focus on the Deliverer. Number 4, everlasting strength. As we stay our minds on Him, trust Him, and experience His perfect peace, we find daily strength for daily needs. We have strength sufficient, strength eternal. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And then on this page, Robert Morgan also lists some favorite passages of the hymnists. He lists that Augustus Tolapi was spurred to write the hymn Rock of Ages from the marginal note in verse 4, which calls God our Rock of Ages. Secondly, the hymn Like a River Glorious says, "Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised perfect peace and rest." Also, Edward Bickersteth published a hymn that said, "Peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within." Another beloved hymn adds, "Oh, this full and perfect peace. Oh, this transport all divine. In a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine." And this closes with a quote from Francis Ridley Havergal. "Perfect, yet it floweth fuller every day, yet growing deeper all the way."
Our reading about Isaiah 26:3, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you." And you know, Ellen, God has done this many times where he's brought in special guests that it seems like the passage of the verse meets their needs, or they have some expertise or interests, or it just fits. And in the brief few minutes that I've gotten to talk with you, you were saying, you know, one thing, Mark, that God has done in my life as he's redeemed me, as he's grown me, as he's matured me, and to have a heart to train and teach and talk about topics that many people don't talk about. And I was thinking, you mentioned about depression, and many Christians experience it in different ways to different degrees, but I thought, isn't it interesting, today's verse is about having that perfect peace, you know, our stayed minds, abiding and trusting in God, having that everlasting strength. And that's probably, maybe some of these verses have ministered to you as you've seen God provide and you've overcome different things. And so, getting personal and up close with our listeners, any thoughts on this passage or how God has given you peace even peace when, you know, four children and Lord, we're in another state, another country, another ministry work. You have to be grounded or sensing His favor or His guiding or His leading. Otherwise, you wouldn't have peace at all.
That's right. Absolutely. I have clung to these verses and other ones throughout the Bible. Another one that comes to mind in Psalm 112 is, He will have no fear of bad news because His heart trusts in you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you mentioned, in the mind is part of our body, our spirit, we're whole beings. And so God, His Spirit, has been gracious to me to teach me through times of depression, times of anxiety, that, you know, I can be real with Him, real with myself, real with other people, and that there are resources. We don't have to hide those things as Christians and try to be, you know, these super Christians, or even, like you mentioned, we've been on the mission field before, and there's sometimes that pressure to be, you know, these super Christians, right, missionaries that don't struggle with anything. And I believe there's healing for people that are in dark places because God is there,
right,
and His Spirit can use verses like this, but more than that, the communities around them, the right, churches around them, to speak life and peace, and there's hope for those that are struggling.
Good words from the First Lady. I don't know if you've heard that term. There's some African-American churches, and I love how they honor the pastor's wife, the First Lady. They refer to her, and I always tell Tasha, Pastor Jason's wife, you know, the First Lady, or Cheryl Coates, Pastor Herb's wife at the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church, the First Lady. I don't know. It's just it's an honorable title, and behind every great pastor is a first. Behind most married great pastors, there's a great First Lady, and it seems like God has brought you two together for unique ways. Where did you two meet?
Well, yeah, Mark, thanks for saying that, because I do believe that behind, and really not behind, but beside,
right,
every great man is, if they're married, is a great woman, mm-hmm, that is their support and not just cheerleader, but just to have experienced Ellen in our marriage, is she just is really affirming to me,
sure,
and supporting, definitely praying for me and giving me a lot of freedom to experience ministry and to do what God calling us to do.
Now, was it love at first sight? So I think you met on the mission field. You were serving, is it Nicaragua?
Yes. So we were both in the country of Nicaragua serving as missionary teachers at a Christian school called Nicaragua Christian Academy. And I had been there 1 year before Ellen came down, and we both, we kind of met at the apartment complex that most of the teachers lived at. Let's just say it was not love at first sight.
No, it wasn't.
Sure,
at all.
There's some stories with that, but right now we can just say, there was one of our friends told us when we finally got married, he said, finally the telenovela is over.
Which is the Spanish soap opera. That was our love story for a few years, a lot of ups and downs, but God really drew us together, I believe.
Yeah.
Through all the drama of our relationship.
I think I said this last week, but it bears repeating, and I think it was actually a financial counselor, Larry Burkett, but he always said, if you both were the same, one's unnecessary. And
that's
so
right.
Usually when opposites attract, or people with different gifts or skill sets, there will be friction and that refining fires and that developing. And so where he or she might be insensitive to certain things, you have that conviction of your spouse to bring correction or change, and it's not easy, but that's generally how God works. So
right.
Some drama is good, and obviously, how many years into your marriage now?
We are going to celebrate 11 years in December.
11 years with four children,
that's right.
But maybe there's some other announcements that can be made. First time ever heard on Great News Radio. I think even today you're sending out some announcements, so I know family members maybe know in the church congregation, but
yeah,
for some people that say, you know what, I might head over to East Bend and attend one of their midweek services on Wednesday night. I think you have a Bible study on Wednesday night?
Yeah, 6:45 on Wednesday night. So we have a Bible study for men. There's a Women's of Grace and Moms of Grace. And then also for the youth, junior high, and all the kids. So free childcare if you want. stop by. It's
so that's Wednesday, and then Sunday you have Sunday school like at 9:30, and then the church service at 10:30.
Exactly, yes.
And somebody unfamiliar with the Fisher, Foosland, the country area north of Fisher, how would they get to East Bend? I know you can take Route 47, and there's one of those side roads, and you head east, if you will.
It's pretty much 4 miles about north of Fisher, so okay. It's right on one of the country roads there, and yeah, it's right on the side of the road. You can't miss it.
Okay, so that's East Bend, just north of Fisher. And Pastor Luke Rosenberger is here in the studio on this Memorization Monday with his wife, Ellen. And if you wonder about those children's sweet voices, that's Lucy and Elizabeth. Lucy has a cast on her arm. What happened to your arm, Lucy?
She fell the first day we moved into our house in Fisher and had a little accident there and had to get a cast on. She gets it off a week from yesterday.
And she's got it's purple, I think, with the fabric or something that's wrapped around it.
Yeah.
But two little cuties here. Two of the four, as mentioned, two are in school, David and Emily. But I think there could be something else to
I think
be
that
aware
Elizabeth
of.
Wanted to say something.
Elizabeth.
She's just kissing the microphone. She's shy. Do you want to say it?
There's a baby in Mommy's tummy.
A baby in Mommy's tummy heard first here on Great News Radio. Wow, so number 5 coming along.
That's
so
right.
God has blessed your quiver, as they say. And
that's right.
That's exciting news. So a new state, a new pastorate, a new child on the way to join your family of 4. So that's exciting news. And you heard it first here on Great News Radio. So be praying up, Pastor. Pastor Luke and Ellen Rosenberger, their new pastorate. So you've just been in town at East Bend for how many weeks?
About 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, I think on Friday when I met you for the first time, I was like, do you have a business card? Not yet. We're still working on printing that and getting things settled. And
yeah, I just got a champagne phone number, and I'm still working on getting an email address from the church. And So, yeah, we're just still getting settled. But everything, we have just felt very blessed by this church congregation, just the way they've welcomed us. They even had two guys from the church flew out to Colorado to move all our stuff out. They drove the U-Haul all the way here. They unloaded it. And just we had a whole bunch of people that came and unloaded at our house on a Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Like, who has the time to do that? But they just made us a priority, and we just felt so loved. And I mean, they made sure we had all our beds set up and that we were just going to be settled in right away on a Wednesday. So.
And you've served on the mission field. I think you were telling me earlier that the calling to be like a missionary or to serve God came at like 10 or 11, and maybe your walk with God began at 5 or 6, like at a very young age. You grew up in a Christian home, but really had a heart for the mission field and have served for many years. I think both of you served for about 12 years in Nicaragua.
Yeah, I've had just the Holy Spirit's calling on our life from a young age, and living in Nicaragua as both young adults and then getting married there and serving alongside each other before kids came along after marriage. And we just have just really enjoyed seeing how God has led us. And then we went to Denver for seminary for 3 years. The last 3 years we lived in Littleton, Colorado at Denver Seminary, and just really loved being trained and equipped and being ready to lead, and just the professors there and the friendships and the things that I learned will go with us the rest of our life. And just even being really connected to a church called South Fellowship Church, they were a very instrumental part of us, even for me feeling equipped for ministry, and the pastors there.
Was that in Indiana?
No, that was in Colorado.
Okay.
Also, yeah. I'm actually from Indiana, so we haven't lived in Indiana other than 1 year for a furlough.
Okay.
But we haven't lived in Indiana in a long time. So
our Indiana listeners will embrace you in the days ahead. And Ellen, we're going to give you the final word, but you grew up in Texas, but I think your parents served as missionaries in Bolivia.
Yes, they did. I went to Bolivia when I was 4 years old and basically grew up there till I was a senior in high school. So, yeah, I've had missions in my blood most of my life.
And then your faith journey, did it begin just at a very young age, or when did you recognize you needed to ask Jesus into your heart and follow him?
Yeah, it began at a young age, I'd say, but it wasn't until early adulthood that I really began to embrace how real God's gospel is in those dark places, like I mentioned before. I did go to Moody Bible Institute for my undergrad and just really thrived there and really had a great great basis of training there as well in the scriptures, and that really prepared me for ministry as well.
Amen. Well, we welcome you to the greater East Central Illinois area, to East Bend Church, just north of Fisher. Is it technically in Fisher? It's out in the country, so I'm not sure exactly what town. There's Fisher, Fuslin, Dewey. It's kind of
we have people from Gibson City and some other places around, but I think most people are there in Fisher. That's where we live.
Sure. Well, we welcome you and excited to see how God's going to use you in the days ahead. We'd ask the Great News Radio listeners to be praying up this couple and their four children, and with number five on the way, as they say, number five's in the oven or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, do you know if it's a boy or girl yet?
No, we don't. And we're actually not going to find out this time. We did not find out with our son. He's the oldest, but we found out with all the girls. So the logic goes, if we don't find out, he gets another brother.
Okay.
We'll see. That's
right.
His thinking.
Exciting times on this Memorization Monday. Again, our verse for the week is Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. And that would be a great takeaway for us all, to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to follow him, to surrender to him, and to see what God is up to this very day. If you're alive, he has plans and purposes for your life. He desires and loves to work in and through you. You can bring healing and hope to your neighbor, to your classmate, to your children, your family, someone. Share that good news message of Jesus. And what a privilege that we get to know him, to follow him, to serve him, bringing glory to God. So we hope that as we launch into this new week, that'll be true of you today. And allow this verse, Isaiah 26:3, to bring about that perfect peace that only he can give you, because you will keep in perfect peace. This is God. He will keep perfect peace to those whose mind is steadfast because we trust in him, basically. That's my little summary, Isaiah 26:3. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
And Lord, may me an instrument of your peace.